Welcome back to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share my life experiences and the stories of others as we are growing through life's ups and downs and coming out on the other side. Tune in as you may become inspired to evolve into the next best version of yourself. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And today I want to have a chat with you all about the audacity of being a too much woman. I have been having a conversation in multiple spaces and places, virtually, in real life, about how many times, especially as women, and if I have any gentlemen listening today, just bear with me because I'm curious if you've ever caught yourself saying she's too much, she does too much, dot, dot, dot. However, I've been having this reoccurring conversation recently about those of us women who have been labeled too much in some shape, way, form, or fashion throughout our lives. And this conversation really came up during my own evolution and reclamation of my power. I have been on a quest of really owning and stepping into this next identity of myself. Really unraveling layers that were hiding my bigness, my power. And it's interesting because when I've had this conversation with people who have known me for any length of time or who have worked with me, they often say, well, I've always seen your power. I've always saw you as someone who was going to do great things and someone who was doing amazing things and someone who was powerful and, you know, exuded this big name energy, if you will, as I've been calling it. And what's interesting is oftentimes it's always that way. People see us before we see ourselves. And although I have been very crystal clear about the vision God has given me, and I've been walking that path out for many years, and I have had glimpses of what's next for me. And I know on a soul level who I am and what I'm meant to be, do, and have during my time on this planet. My human often gets involved. And when my human gets involved, she forgets. Sometimes she forgets. And during those times, this is when the relationship I have with myself matters times a thousand. In the past, when I would forget, it would turn into a rabbit hole. I would beat myself up. The inner critic would take over. I would be so hard on myself. I would condemn myself. It was not a good thing. However, I have completely eradicated and shifted that. And I'm so proud to say that. You guys, it feels so freaking good to even say that. Because I remember it wasn't that long ago that I really suffered from the inner critic and I really struggled internally from being really hard on myself and beating myself up. And to say that, yeah, no, that's not my reality. You know, like, sure, I've had moments where I may be down about something or frustrated, but it doesn't turn into this self-deprecating self-talk of just tearing myself apart. You know, those days are over. Like, I hold so much love, compassion, and kindness for myself. It's insane. And the reason for that is because I know when my human self gets involved and forgets her power, forgets her importance, forgets what she's meant to do on this planet, it's really just my inner little girl coming up, you know? And that's where I love her back to life. And I say, we've got this, we're good. And I remember again. But the reason I wanted to have this conversation with you all about too much is because I have been hearing that messaging since I was a little girl. And what I didn't realize was, is that I internalized that as a negative thing. I internalized that to mean that something was wrong with me. I internalized that to mean that I needed to tone it down a bit. I needed to shrink. I needed to not shine my light so bright. I needed to hide. I needed to not be seen. I needed to not be heard. And over the years, as I have been on my path of healing and growing and transforming and evolving, I really have been reclaiming even the phrases and the words that have been said to me throughout my life that were intended as a negative phrase or word, and really reclaiming it and making it something empowering. And I shared this story on my Facebook page the other day, and I'll share it with you all here on the Grow Through It podcast. But I was sharing how I had a former colleague at a former career that I worked in who called me too much. I was walking down the hall, returning to my office. I probably was on a break or something like that. And I was returning to my office, and he said, "You do too much." I was like, "Excuse me?" He was like, "You do too much." And at the time, I was doing a lot, y'all, but not a lot in terms of like not nothing, you know, I was building my life. Oh my gosh, you guys, it was such an incredible part of my journey. That moment, I remember I was really in deep with my vision. I was so clear on my vision, and I was all in, like all in, y'all. And during this time, I was dating the mister. The mister and I were only dating. We weren't even engaged or any of that stuff. We were dating. And I had recently, you know, launched my website, launched my blog, self-published my book, started getting paid speaking gigs. And during this time, I remember I was getting media attention. And by media attention, y'all, I'm talking about I was on the cover of a magazine with a featured article. I was getting news segments. I was on radio shows, like a lot of local media attention, because I was really, really putting myself out there both locally and online. And I was like, you know what? I'm building a brand. I'm doing this. Like, I was like, this is what I'm doing, you know? And on top of that, y'all, girlfriend was over here doing all my holistic healing and all my holistic well-being work. And so I would walk into work every day with a green smoothie in my hand. And while most of my colleagues were taking smoke breaks, I would take a walk break. And sometimes I would even take my journal or a book with me. I would meditate in my office when I needed a woo-saw. I had this waterfall fountain in my office, and I would play worship soaking music, and I had my oil diffuser in there that was diffusing lavender. Y'all, when I tell you, my office was a vibe, okay? Like, it was truly, truly a peaceful space to be in. In fact, I had a couple of colleagues that I was cool with like that, because y'all know we don't be cool with everybody when at work, okay? I had a couple of colleagues that I was cool with, and when they were having a really stressful day, you know, because that was the nature of our job, it was high stress, they would often want to come into my office and they would say, "Can I just step in here?" That's how palpable the energy was in my office. They were like, "Can I just step in here for a moment?" And I was like, "Sure, come in." I even had clients at the time who would say, like, "Why does your office feel different?" I was like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "When I come in here, I feel peace." They were like, "It feels different." Y'all, at the time, I worked in the county building, the courthouse, because I used to work with juvenile and adult offenders who were court ordered by the judge to work with me because of a criminal offense that they committed that was not heinous enough to have to be locked up for, right? And so oftentimes my clients were drug addicts or they had really severe mental health troubles. And so I had to work with them on creating positive behavioral changes and things like that due to their addictions or their traumas and things like that. So you guys, that's how I got into this work, really, was because I started off with, I had a career doing this, you know? And so it was a very stressful environment, as you can imagine. And so I was so committed to, like, you know what, this is my job and I take full and complete responsibility for my well-being and my peace of mind. And I'm going to curate a space in my office that really supports that. And so I did, y'all. Like, I was really committed. I was like, I'm not going to be complaining about I work in a toxic work environment and I'm not doing anything on my end to at least try to create some sort of an experience for myself. And so I was so committed to this work, you guys, like so committed. And people were watching, specifically this colleague who told me I was too much. And when I asked him to explain further, he was like, women like you, y'all do too much. And men don't like that. And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? And he went on to say that he would be surprised if my relationship with the mister went beyond dating because I wanted too much, I was doing too much, and I was too much. Back then, y'all, I really thought this coworker had audacity. I was like, he has the audacity to call me too much. And in my mind, I have always just marched to the beat of my own drum. I had standards, I had desires, I had a vision, and I go for it. I go for it. And I didn't understand back then what I was doing because I was in it. You know what I mean? When you're like so deeply in something where you don't really truly fully grasp the magnitude of what you're doing. What I was doing back then, you guys, was creating the reality I now live in. You know, I relocated across the country with my husband, the man I was dating back then that was told probably wouldn't like my too much. He loves my too much. Okay. I have been blessed and privileged to have the last few years to not work a 9-to-5 and work on my business, seek income opportunities that are aligned to heal more trauma, to do more nervous system regulation, to really truly be with myself. I have built incredible, incredible sisterhoods and friendships. I love my life, y'all. Like, it's not perfect. I'm not where I want to be yet, but y'all, I'm living this is where I wanted to be back then. And I'm here. I'm married to the man I love. I live in Florida where I wanted to live. I'm doing work that I love to do. I love the women who feel called to work with me. I work with some of the most incredible human beings on this planet. And that was what I was creating back then, right? And I've been thinking about recently this idea of the audacity to want it all. And how when I was thinking about this coworker calling me too much and telling me I was too much and telling me I was doing too much and telling me I want too much, all the too much, I thought he had audacity to call me that. But when I reflect back and I think about it, it's really me who had the audacity because I chose too much. Because I was living in alignment with my own desires, my dreams, my destiny, the vision God gave me. And to the person who is not connected to God or themselves and they don't know the vision, they deny their desires, they're disconnected from themselves, they may see a woman like me and like, that's, she doing too much. But now I realize I'm the one with the audacity. It takes audacity to be a too much woman. And I'm so proud to say that. And really reclaiming that as an empowering phrase. It's not a bad thing to be too much. It's actually a good thing. It means that you are fully taking ownership of who you are, what you want in life, and you're having the audacity to go for it. I believe it's going to be us too much women who change the world. It's us too much women who heal. It's us too much women who create what I call legacy love, meaning we don't only just pass down tangible things to our kids and descendants. We are passing down a new blueprint, a new way of being to our kids and descendants. It's the too much woman who everyone secretly admires and adores. I'd rather be a too much woman than someone who is not doing anything at all. And as I've been contemplating on reclaiming that as an empowering phrase, I was really sitting with what that means for me and my life. And admittedly, I realized I had been doing something, you guys. I have always desired and wanted it all. And when I say it all, I mean everything. I wanted the health, the well-being, the fitness, and I also wanted the relationship and the sisterhoods and the friendships. And I also wanted to do work that I love and to be well compensated for doing work that I love. And I also wanted to explore and go on adventures and travel and have space and time and room in my schedule to just be. I wanted a fulfilling life. I've always wanted that since I was a little girl. And I realized that sometimes when us too much women want it all and we haven't fully owned and claimed that we get to have it all, we start to not make room for all of our desires to come through. And we start to shut down certain desires and say, you know, I'll come to that maybe later in life, maybe when I get here, maybe when this happens. And I found myself doing that in certain categories in my life. And when I had this awakening of realizing, like, no, the time is now. In fact, I believe we're here on a second wind. And it's time to go for everything. Everything your heart desires. There's a way to do it where you don't burn out. There's a way to do it where you don't lose your sanity. There's a way to do it where it doesn't cost you the things that matter to you. I believe that's the path I've been navigating these last several years, is how do you really hold it all? How? And I've been navigating that. And I've realized that we are expansive beings. We are the only ones that can block something from coming through and happening for us. We are the ones who can create space to have it all. And so I've been talking about this concept also about the second wind recently. The second wind is a phenomenon in the distant running world. Y'all know I was a longtime runner in both track and distance running. And the second wind is where you have been running for quite some time. And you reach this point where you are out of breath, you're tired, you've hit a wall, and you're kind of doubting if you can continue. And then all of a sudden you get what's called a second wind, where all of a sudden you feel more strength and power come through and you're able to perform at peak performance with less exertion. And that's the caveat, less exertion. And I remember when I first was being trained as a young person back in the day in distance running about this second wind phenomenon. And I heard it and I was like, huh? And so when I started training, I used to run cross country. back then. And when I was training, and they said, you know, keep going, you're going to get a second wind. And I remember when I had the thoughts as I was getting tired and out of breath and feeling like I had reached a wall, like, you're done, like, stop, like, you've reached your limit, you're done, this is it, you can't go anymore. And all of a sudden, the second wind kicked in. And I felt exhilarated. I was like, oh my God, they're right. It works. This is true. It's happening. Here I go. Off to the races, finishing this race strong and powerful. And it feels so good. It feels like you're superhuman, because it's like, where did that come from? What happened? I believe that's what's happening these last 4 months of the year. I believe some of us are about to experience a second wind. And not just metaphorically in the sense of running, where you feel more powerful and strong, but I also believe in a spiritual sense, where I believe God is going to blow a wind on us. And this is where the spiritual piece is so important on this path, because supernatural things can happen in the physical world when you're connected to the Creator. And I believe there's going to be a second wind blown on some of us, pushing us closer towards our dreams, our desires, and our destiny. But we got to meet God halfway. And so I have created two experiences coming up here. And I'm so excited to share these experiences with you. The second wind restore, or the second wind reset your year and revive your dreams, is an 8-day experience that I have created that's going to begin next week, beginning August 18th, an 8-day experience with me, where every single day for 8 days, we're going to reset you for your year, and we're going to revive your dreams, and we're going to get you that second wind so that you can keep going through the finish line. What's the finish line? December 31st, 2022. I created this experience because I realized that this is the time of the year where distractions come. Kids are going back to school. Summer is coming to an end. The holidays are around the corner. This is when everyone gets distracted. They forget about their dreams and their desires that they wanted to experience this year at the beginning of the year. And remember that energy at the beginning of the year where you're excited and you're like, this is my year. This is it. I'm going for it. This time of the year is when people forget. I want to help you remember your vision. I want to help you remember why you felt excited to begin with. And so this 8-day experience, we're going to do that. Currently, the 8-day experience is in pre-sale at $88.88. And on Saturday, after the Audacity to Want It All warm-up chat is held, I'm going to share all the details for this 8-day experience, and it's going to go up to full price. And for those who don't take advantage of this pre-sale price, you're going to wish you had when you see what the full price is. So the Audacity to Want It All is a warm-up chat to the second wind that I am hosting this Saturday, August 13th at 1:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The links for all of these opportunities to work with me are going to be provided in the show notes, but the Audacity to Want It All is a free experience you get to have with me. It's a warm-up. It's a prelude to the second wind. And if you feel like the 8-day experience is not for you right now, that's okay, but come join us for the Audacity to Want It All, because this chat is going to get you a breakthrough and a mindset shift at the very least. And I cannot wait for the women who have already said yes to this experience to have that for themselves. Because I believe it's the too much women who change the world, and we have to get ourselves ready for it. And so I would love if you would come join me. I'm going to have all the links provided in the show notes. You can come join me and get yourself reset for the year. Revive your dreams. Remember your vision. And let's keep going. The year is not over yet. I know the kids are going back to school. I know the summer is coming to an end. I know the holidays are right around the corner, and you still get to make time for you, my love. You deserve it. What you desire exists for you. It's time to reclaim that. I hope to see you on Saturday and next week. I'll chat with you all next time. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.